All is well. How about you?
I am very good. I am very good. It's such a pleasure here speaking with you again here on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, it's been a long time, but you know what? And when I was talking to your assistant, and I'm going to tell you this: there are a lot of between the last time we talked, which was early in my show's history, and today, we've had a lot of black conservatives come, and I don't want to say out of the woodwork, but come to the fore. But what everyone seems to be forgetting is that there was somebody there way before we got in the game, and way before we got, you know, we woke up from our slumber, and sir, it was you. And I'd like to thank you right here and right now for leading the way and being that lamp in the wilderness for the rest of us.
Wow, I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. And I'm glad to see more and more of black Americans especially waking up and getting away or leaving that Democratic plantation, because it is clearly proven not to be good for our country and not good for black Americans.
Especially. You know what? And I listen to you say that, and when I go to the barbershop, because, you know, if you go to the barbershop where you live, you get to be in these discussions. And I always try, because I always think about what you said. I always try to relate all these national things to what's happening in our community. And
yeah.
You know what? And people are listening then. And I think more people are listening. And you know what? And again, thank you again. Listen.
You're welcome.
Between the last time you and I talked, a lot happened. We talked about 2 years ago. A lot has happened. How do you see, and different things talk about, how do you see the emergence of so many black conservatives? We're talking about people like CL and K. Carl Smith, who we're going to talk to today. You know, and of course, there's people like, you know, young folks like Alfonso Rachel, you know, and stalwarts like Bob Park, people like Mia Love. I mean, I can go on and on. Now I can go on and on and on. You know, 3 years ago, I couldn't go on and on. Now I can. What do you think has been the real reason that so many people have decided to step out? It's a good thing, but what was the thing that really impetus that pushed people to step out and stand up and speak out?
I believe that there are two things in particular. One is that more and more black Americans are being educated, and they're starting, especially young blacks, they're starting to take a second look at what's really going on with the Democratic Party. And then secondly, a lot of young black people are starting their own businesses. They're becoming entrepreneurs. And once you start working for yourself, you tend to see life in a different manner. You're more personally affected by big government than you are if you're working for someone else or the government is taking care of you. And so I think that is having I know for a fact it is having an effect, because I hear that from a lot of black entrepreneurs. They didn't realize how it was until they started their own businesses.
Well, you know what, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's always interesting. I try to remember, my son didn't know anything about taxes until he got his first real job. And then he came to me and said, "Dad, who's this FICA guy who's taking all my money?"
Yep.
And why?
That's right.
So he got a whole new got awakened to the FICA guy and the Social Security guy who's taking, and he's 21. So of course he's thinking about Social Security like I thought about Social Security at 21.
Yeah.
What's that? And who cares?
You know, that's why I think that it's good. And one thing that we do in our program, my nonprofit organization Bond, is that we encourage young black men to invest their monies to buy homes and things, buy land, because once they own land, they start to understand even better how the government works, what it's doing, how it's overtaxing you and charging you for different things, and that helps to wake them up as well.
That is so true, because now he's 21, and you know what? And when the property tax bill comes in, I show it to him, and he says, "Dad, aren't you?" I mean, and these are the questions that, of course, a lot of people in our community don't get. He said. Aren't you guys, Mom and you paying the mortgage? Yeah. Aren't you paying for insurance? Yeah. Then why are we paying them to have a house, have a property? Ah, well, very good.
Uh-huh.
Very good, young one. And what do they do for this? I show him the whole tax bill, and he's And I'm so proud of him because he gets, he's starting to get it. But I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people. I'm glad you guys are doing that in Bond. I'm going to talk about that for a second. Because,
well, I'm happy that you're doing, I'm happy you're doing that with your son, because this is what parents are supposed to do, educate their children while they're in the home and while they're growing up so they can get a better idea of how the world works. And when they go out there, they're able to deal with life in a different, in a better and different manner.
Yeah, that is very, very true. So it's working at, you know what, sir, it's working at my house. What you're thinking is working at my house. You know what, and he's able actually to interact with his friends too that are in his age group to sort of hip them to, hey, listen, you guys don't understand how this tax thing works. It's crazy. You people are taking our money for no reason.
I'm telling you, man.
He's so young and so a little selfish. So he's really concerned why they're taking his money. So that being said, I don't believe it's hyperbole, sir, that this is the most important election that we've had in our lifetime. I don't
Without
think
a doubt.
I don't think that's hyperbole. People say it's hyperbole and hype. I don't believe that. Between now and I'm here on Radio Row, thanks to having interviews with people like you, getting the notoriety because you've been kind and a lot of folks have been kind. I'm here at the RNC on Radio Row,
yes,
along with the titans of the industry. what do you think that between now, this week, and November 6th, that we need to do in our community, in the African-American community in particular, to ensure that, frankly, I'm going to say it out loud, Barack Obama's a private citizen in January?
I love it. I think we should do exactly what you're doing now. We really got to keep educating Black Americans about the government. We got to show them the difference between the platform of the Democratic Party and the platform of the Republican Party. And we got to show them that the Republican Party is the platform is about God, country, capitalism, individuality, doing the right thing, education. Whereas the Democratic Party is totally against all those things. They're against family, and that they support same-sex marriage. They support abortion at any point. They don't want God spoken of in the public square. And a lot of Black Americans don't realize what the platform is about. And between now and November, it is absolutely important that we continue to lay out exactly the difference between the two parties. And I think that that's going to have an impact. A lot of Blacks were shocked when they heard Obama say that he had evolved into same-sex marriage. And now Obama is very concerned about that because they think that a lot of Blacks are not going to show up to vote because they're not going to vote for, until they're educated, they won't vote for Romney, but they're concerned they won't show up at all. We got to educate them, Bill, until November comes, and even after that, too, but we really got to do a good job of doing that.
I think so. You know, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about that. That once President Obama came out was forced to come out for same-sex marriages, and I'm sure it happened in California, I'm sure there was some ruffling, some turbulence in the Black community, because I'll be down in the vernacular if I can. I'm a little old for it, but I'm going to go there anyway. Black folks ain't down with that. This is just
right.
Hard. I mean, even Black liberal Democrats took an astonished eye at the president being open in this. And you're right, and the excitement level really dropped where I live and around the country. But I think if what you're saying is correct, this is an opportunity for us to get in and say, this is the platform of the Democratic Party. Speaking of the platform of the Democratic Party, Reverend Peterson, I read yesterday that there's going to be 2 hours of Muslim prayer, Islamic prayer, before the Democrat convention.
That's amazing to me. I read about that, too. And I'm thinking the Democrats have no sense of value. They have no sense of what's right, that they would do whatever it takes to get a vote. And I believe that they're allowing that to happen because they want the Muslim population to vote for them. I also read that they are expected over 200,000 Muslims to show up to the Democratic Convention. And this is a setup, but it's not good because the Muslim, headed up by the Muslim Brotherhood, they're trying to bring in the Islamic law, Sharia law, and all this stuff into our country, and that's not good for America. But the Democrats are willing to sell us down the drain in order to get that vote. And that's what this so-called prayer is all about. It's shameful, but they have no shame, and they don't surprise me anymore as to what they would do in order to get that vote.
But it's, you know what, and you're absolutely right. It's an amazing thing that they would go to this level. And I don't know if you agree with me, it seems like there's no shame or cover. It's an open attempt to pull in a demographic that they didn't have.
And we saw that when Barack Obama gave amnesty to the so-called illegal alien children who grow up in the country. He's given amnesty to them, and now they can become citizens, eventually become citizens of the country, whereas the folks who are coming through the front door, they have to work and earn it, but these people are doing it just because they're going to end up being Democrats, and Obama did that because he wanted them to vote for him. And it's going to hurt the black community in that these people are taking jobs. It's going to hurt your education system because of overcrowded classrooms. And there's a lot of animosity between the blacks and the Hispanics in their communities because the blacks are feeling pushed out. But Obama doesn't care. He just wants to vote. And so they're doing amnesty. They're allowing the Muslims to pray for a couple hours, whatever it takes. And then they're lying and saying that there's a war on women from the Republicans. Whatever it takes to get the vote, that's what they want.
It is the most amazing thing I've seen. You're right. The most amazing thing I've seen in my lifetime. The openness of it. And my wife, who is part of my barometer, because God put it in my life to be my barometer, and, you know, and,
yeah.
And, you know, and she sets my heading sometimes because that's her role in my life. And she asked me, and I don't have an answer for it, how can black people, frankly, be so blinded, and especially black people who consider themselves Christians, be so blinded to things that are so obvious and apparent? I mean, this isn't clandestine. This is right in your face.
We know what it is. A lot of blacks are angry. They have been made to be angry at the Republicans over the last 50 years or so. And then they have been given stuff by the Democratic Party, free stuff. And when people are angry and you take care of them, you can also control them because anger blinds you. Anger causes you to think that your friend is your enemy and your enemy is your friend. And that's why we have to help them overcome that anger so that they can see clearly as to what's really going on. But as long as they're mad and they don't do it in self-examination, they're never going to wake up from the slumber that they're in.
Well, you're still right. You know, I was having a conversation with Barbara Cobb, and when the gentleman asked me if I was a Republican, and I said yes, you could see him get just his whole demeanor change. And he was immediately angry. Yo, man, I'm not angry. We both live here in the same community and are worried about the same things. And I think that's the approach that, like you said, sir, that's the approach that we have to take. Let's get it down there in our community. Who's controlling our communities? My community, I don't know about yours, my community is controlled by D and have been controlled by Democrats the whole time. The whole time. That's who they've been controlled by. So if there's anger, that's who we should be angry with.
That's right. So I know that because for a while, I was mad at the Republican Party, too, because I believed a lie that they were against me because I was black and they want to put me back in slavery. And as Joe Biden said, they want to put us back in chains. I believed that dumb lie because I was angry. And it wasn't until I examined myself and overcame that anger that I was able to see that I had been lied to.
And I don't know about you, but after that lie was revealed to me, you know, and I'm trying not to be, you know, and I try not to be angry or behave angrily, but I was disappointed and kind of upset that I've been lied to by so many people for so many years.
I know, the people you trust the most.
Yes, I believe the lie along with everybody else. You know, I believe that, yes, Republicans are for rich people and hate poor people, until something clicked to me and said, you know, they want me to be poor all the time. I got tired of being poor.
That's right. I know exactly what you mean, man. I was looking at Jesse Jackson and their family, his family, and all these so-called black leaders. I'm thinking, if the Republican Party, if white people are holding me back, why is it that they're not holding these folks back? They're black, too.
That's true.
And so I'm telling you, that self-examination would definitely wake you up.
You know, that's awesome. You know, and I know you've got to finish with your show, and thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know that's like to have to keep talking.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I want the folks to check out my website at bondaction.org, bondaction.org. Or for more information, they could call 1-800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D. And I appreciate you having me on. Have fun there. You guys, make sure you have a good time.
We're having a great time. And again, I like to thank, and I can't thank you enough, Reverend Peterson, for what you've done for this cause and this movement in our community, and the things that you taught me by just listening to you, that I've been able to impart to my own family. So again, God bless you, Reverend Peterson, and we hope to talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you again, and God bless you too, and keep up the good work.
Will do. Yes, sir.